All across the country, kids are sending letters to Santa. They're sitting on his lap, telling him what they want. And at the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park, Santa is hearing those requests.
You know, if the room was spick and span, the tickets probably wouldn't be a problem. But you know, it goes on the naughty dice list. Who's doing the things they're supposed to be doing?
In his suit that costs a few hundred dollars, Randy Schriever is taking kids up onto his lap to find out what they want for Christmas. It's something he's been doing for over two decades, since he was asked to volunteer for his church and school back home in Texas. When he moved to Glenwood to be closer to his kids, he only wanted to work 1 month out of the year, December. He had been doing Santa for a long time, but wanted to take his Santa game to the next level. So he did his research and ended up at the Professional Santa Claus School in Denver, a place where people from every level of Santa experience can come to learn how to be a better Saint Nick. They learn how to look and act their very best.
I felt bad for the many past years I've been doing Santa because there was so much more I could have offered.
Now he's a full-time professional Santa, at least for 1 month out of the year. The rest of the time, he's a school bus driver. The kids call him Santa there, too.
I often said that anywhere between November through probably January, I'm the greatest thing that ever walked. During the rest of the time, when I get into the summer with the hair and the beard, I'm a weirdo.
Through his years as a Santa, Randy has picked up a lot of things. So here's the guide to being a good Santa. One, don't promise anything. Always say that you'll see what you can do when a child asks for a gift. That way, you can avoid putting pressure on the parents to come up with some expensive concert tickets, for example. Two, instill the magic of Santa Claus and Christmas into the children that you see.
I do a little magic trick. Everybody believes Santa is magic. So I don't want to turn it into a magic show, but yet I wanted to show them something that is very magical.
And three, help the parents out in whatever way possible. One of Randy's go-tos is asking kids how they do in school, if they get good grades, and as you've heard already, if their room is clean.
And that's the belt.
He also has a bunch of props, glitter that becomes magic dust, and sleigh bells for all of his reindeer.
Those are Rudolph's bells. There's Blitzen's bells. Rudolph has a different sounding bell than Comet or Cupid, and Donder has a different sounding bell than Blitzen. So I know where they're at. I know what reindeer and what reindeers. That's why they wear the bells. And these bells belong to Rudolph.
Randy isn't flying his sleigh solo. His wife, Sandy, comes along with him as Mrs. Claus. Her favorite thing about being Mrs. Claus is the spirit of giving that she feels.
It's great. You know, it adds to your life, I think. It adds to mine. The happiness they know for a little bit. If they're in troubled homes or they don't have money, you know, I tell a lot of them, they'll ask me, what do you get for Christmas? I said, my greatest gift in the whole wide world is my family.
The couple are heading to the Bahamas this week to play Mr. and Mrs. Claus. They were selected out of an international pool of applicants. They've had to research all the ways different countries celebrate Christmas and Santa Claus. It's all about being confident in yourself and knowing that the performance you're going to give is going to be your best effort.
I'm not the best. I know I'm not the best. Probably don't look the best. I probably don't act the best, but don't tell my heart that, because it knows I'm the best.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.